called ag gag laws that criminalize anyone, including journalists, who take photographs of factory farm cruelty and pollution and workers' rights abuses. And now that's spread globally as well.
Why the title Little Red Barns?
This is the foundational myth. This is the story we're all raised on of what a farm looks like. And it struck me in the investigation that this is also the foundational myth of fascism. When we hear Make America Great Again, we're talking about this return to an idyllic path, past that never existed. And this is what fascists have always done. They kind of create this mythology that we have to return to this golden era. And therefore, their attacks on dissent today are legitimized.
We clearly have to continue this conversation. We will, and post it at democracynow.org. Will Potter, investigative journalist, author of Little Red Barns, Hiding the Truth from Farm to Fable. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Inuwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis. The title of that song, with Stan Getz playing saxophone there, is Voyage. And that's the name of this program. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. And on Wednesdays from 10 to 1, you get some of the best in the world of contemporary jazz with a nod to our history during every show, usually. And I hope you can stay tuned. There's some very neat new stuff and some very neat older stuff coming up for the next 3 hours. Hope you can stick around. What I'm going to do now is sort of quickly go through the playlist without going into any detail, and then I'll come back and do a more detailed introduction of each of the artists as they come up in the list. Starting today is saxophonist Branford Marsalis, a very great major talent and sort of an iconic figure with an iconic family name. And I'll talk a bit about his new release when I start the program with him in a while. Following that, trombonist and leader William Carnes' band called Choices. And they have a new album that I will talk about one in a minute or two. Following that, guitarist David Acapinti with a fascinating new album of music that has a lot of compositional complexity to it. I'll talk about that in a while, too. Following that, trumpeter Adam O'Farrell with from his latest album, and I have sampled parts of it before. Following that, my historical segment, which today features the Paul Motion Band, drummer Paul Motion, from an album that is not a classic in a sense, but it's very, very much worth listening to. Following my historical segment is the new album by bass player Linda Mahan O, which is very fine indeed. Following that, the duet album of pianist Vijay Iyer and trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith, and parts of which I have sampled before on the show, and they're worth hearing again. After that, French saxophonist Emile Parisien and his quartet with a very fine album. And then to finish off, probably alto player David Binney with as much time as I can to sample his latest album called Grains of Light. Getting back to the top end now, Branford Marsalis is a terrific saxophonist, composer, arranger, and has been obviously an important member of the Marsalis family that has a major part in the current jazz scene. This new quartet album is called Belonging. And it has Branford on tenor and soprano, Joey Calderazzo on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Justin Faulkner on drums. Very fine album, and I'm going to play two tracks from it. The first one is called Long As You Know You're Living. That's always a good thing to think about. And following that, the title track called Belonging. Here is Branford Marsalis. Sorry, hold on a second. A little technical issue here. I'll get back to Branford Marsalis, hopefully, in a few seconds.
Thank you.
two sort of different mood tracks there from Branford Marsalis's latest CD called Belonging. That was the title track, a very sort of ballad, melodic second track there. First track was called Long As You Know You're Living Yours, and it was a little more upscale, up-bopping, whatever. But Marsalis can play the whole range, and he is, in a matter of fact, in some of his earlier releases, he has some of the most remarkably beautiful ballad melodic playing that you can ever ask for. Branford Marsalis, and you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Anytime at all at CKUW.ca, we archive our shows there, and you can stream them live too, so you can be listening while you work on your device or anywhere in the world. So welcome, however you got here. Moving along now to Canadian band. William Karn plays trombone and arranges, composes, and is involved in several very distinguished GTA bands that he plays a lot with. And he fronts the Karn-Davidson nonet with his wife, Tara Davidson, who plays saxophone. Here he is, Tara Davidson's on the album, but this is his own album. It's called The Unburdening, and it's got some really interesting stuff on it. A lot of very short tracks, actually, which sometimes make you want more on that particular track, but however that goes. Anyhow, Karn is on keyboards and trombone and voice on a couple of tracks. I don't know how to explain it, I guess, sort of, not hip-hop, but certainly a techie guy called Hi-Philo, but whose real name is Todd Pentney on keyboards, Brad Turner on trumpet, Luis Denise on alto, Lena Alemano on trumpet. Not all of these people are on all tracks, but I'm giving you the whole shot, and you probably won't know which is which, and it doesn't matter. Anyhow, Tara Davidson on alto and voice, Selena Evangeline also on voice, Larnell Lewis on drums, along with David Diranzo and Colin Kingsmore. All are drums on some tracks, and they switch off and on throughout this whole album. From The Unburdening, I'm going to play probably, I think it boils down to six tracks, several of which are only a minute or so long. Here's William Karn's band called Choices, all capital letters Choices, that's his band. And from The Unburdening, this first track is simply called Snake Plissken Finds Peace. Isn't that precious? Thank you. I love the brass chorus on that last track. That was Piece B was the name of that track. And the set that you just heard is from trombonist William Carnes' band called Choices, from the album called The Unburdening. Good stuff. And say what you will about the GTA, you know, in terms of its contribution to the jazz in this country, it's unquestionable. There you go. And it is now, mercy, 10:45 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Well, now, staying in Canada for another new album by a musician that combines the playing of the instrument itself to composing and arranging and stuff like that. David Acapinti plays guitar and has a name in the jazz world here in Canada for a long time now. I saw him years ago at the Franco-Manitoban Cultural Center when they were doing wonderful jazz. Sadly, missed that. Anyhow, he was great then, and this is an interesting album. It's called Camera Lucida, and it is one of those genre-bending albums that adds a lot of sort of classical influences, but it plays out really quite nicely. Along with David Acapinti on guitar is Eileen Homsey on violin, Virginia McDonald on clarinet, Michael Davidson on vibes and marimba, Dan Fortin on bass, Max Christie on clarinet and bass clarinet, Fraser Jackson on bassoon on one track. I don't think I'm playing that one today, anyhow, and Andy Ballantyne on piccolo on one track. Again, a lot of these albums, if it's a quartet, it's probably easy to name the names and they stay the same. But there are lots of albums like this one and the one I just played before that are sort of ensemble casts, if you will, and not everybody plays on every track. But be that as it may, here are three tracks from David Acapinti's album called Camera Lucida, and it starts with Canticum Abaci. Here is David Acapinti and his band. Thank you.
Thank you. ces produits.